Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bob Sheldon. Batting second. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting third. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting fourth. The DH, Hank Aaron. Batting fifth. The catcher, Daryl Porter. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Mike Hegan. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Sixto Lescano. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Bill Sharp. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Kurt Bevacqua. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Bill Travers. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dan Ford. Batting second. The right fielder, Jerry Terrell. Batting third. The second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Eric Soderholm. Batting fifth. The DH, Tony Oliva. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Craig Kuzik. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Danny Thompson. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Steve Braun. Batting ninth. The catcher, Glenn Borgman. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Hughes. And now, play ball. Bob Sheldon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheldon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Ford. Yount reaches second base with a double. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Yount moves to third. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Yount scores. Scott moves to third. Aaron moves to second. It's 1-0, Brewers. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Scott scores. Aaron moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-0, Brewers. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Aaron scores. It's 3-0, Brewers. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano takes first base on ball four. Hegan moves to second. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Ford. Sharp reaches second base with a double. Hegan scores. Lescano moves to third. It's 4-0, Brewers. Kurt Bevacqua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bevacqua takes first base on ball four. Mark Wiley now pitching. Bob Sheldon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheldon is 0-1 in the game. Sheldon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bevacqua fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm hits a pop-up towards first. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a fly ball into center field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Aaron is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Travers fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bevacqua fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Porter hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lescano is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hegan. Braun reaches second base with a double. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman hits a fly ball into center field. Sharp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-for-1 in the game. Ford hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Terrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Sharp hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wiley fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Kurt Bevacqua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bevacqua is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bevacqua is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bob Sheldon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheldon is 0-for-2 in the game. Sheldon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cusick scoops it up and throws to first, with Wiley covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 1 in the game. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sheldon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0 for 1 in the game. Soderholm hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Brewers. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Craig Kuzic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuzic is 0 for 1 in the game. Kuzic takes first base on ball 4. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. Kuzic moves to second. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Braun hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sheldon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Twins 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Yount hits a fly ball into center field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Scott takes first base on ball 4. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Aaron hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Kuzic settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Scott moves to second. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hegan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 0 for 1 in the game. Borgman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Babakwa fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0 for 2 in the game. Ford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Terrell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Travers fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Twins 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Lescano hits a fly ball into right field. Terrell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Sharp hits a fly ball into center field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kurt Babakwa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Babakwa is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Babakwa strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 2 in the game. Carew hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hegan. Carew reaches second base with a double. Pete Broberg now pitching. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Soderholm hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Carew moves to third. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 2 in the game. Oliva hits a fly ball into center field. Sharp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Carew tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-2, Brewers. Craig Kuzick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuzick is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kuzick hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Briggs pinch hits for Danny Thompson. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Twins 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Luis Gomez now playing shortstop. Bob Sheldon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheldon is 0 for 3 in the game. Sheldon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Yount hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Ford. Yount reaches second base with a double. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Scott hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Yount scores. It's 5-2, Brewers. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Aaron strikes out. Two outs. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Porter hits a fly ball into left field. Braun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Gorman Thomas now playing center field. Bill Sharp now playing left field. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Braun is called out on strikes. One out. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 0 for 2 in the game. Borgman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Babakwa fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ford hits a fly ball into right field. Lescano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Twins 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Lescano hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Sharp hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lescano moves to third. Kurt Bevacqua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bevacqua is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Bevacqua bunts towards the mound. Wiley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lescano scores. Sharp moves to second. It's 6-2, Brewers. Bob Sheldon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheldon is 0 for 4 in the game. Sheldon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sharp scores. Bevacqua moves to third. It's 7-2, Brewers. Bill Campbell now pitching. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 doubles. Yount hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gomez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Terrell hits a line drive into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Carew hits a fly ball into left field. Sharp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Soderholm takes first base on ball 4. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sheldon fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Twins 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Aaron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gomez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Porter strikes out. 2 outs. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Craig Kucyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kucyk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kucyk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Lyman Bostock pinch hits for Luis Gomez. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sheldon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Braun takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 0 for 3 in the game. Borgman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Braun moves to second. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Ford hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Braun scores. Borgman moves to third. It's 7-3, Brewers. Tom Murphy now pitching. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Terrell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Borgman scores. Ford moves to second. It's 7-4, Brewers. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Carew hits a line drive into right field. Lescano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 7, and Minnesota Twins, 4. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.